is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. We're going to get back, hopefully, to the fleeting expletive thing. I promise that we'd get back to that issue. We didn't really have a chance to dig into it too deep. But before we do that, I want to update our listeners on something that we talked about on Saturday night. The show opened up with a phone call from a liberty activist in Manchester. Now, for those of you that that may be new to the program, Mark and myself were members of the Free State Project. We moved here to New Hampshire. Guard, you're a New Hampshire native. So you just got to stay here, which is nice.
Nice.
We made the move across the country to come here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, and hundreds of others have come here as well. Thousands more are going to be coming to New Hampshire. And so some of these early movers, some of the 100 early movers, have been engaged in just this last year, the end of 2009, in the late summer and early part of fall, there were some daily cannabis 420 celebrations going on. So at 4:20 in the afternoon, they would gather at a local park and they would smoke cannabis. I mean me and them, because I was participating as well. Mark, I think you maybe came out for one. I don't think you participated.
No, I did not participate. I came out to see what all the hubbub was about.
Yeah, and it was fairly successful. I mean, it was more successful than I dreamed it as being. And I'd always thought this was something that was going to happen here in New Hampshire because a lot of liberty-minded people are very strong on ending the war on drugs, and it just seemed to be an inevitable thing that there had to be some mass cannabis civil disobedience that happened. It started here in Keene. It went on for weeks where people were going down there every single day at 4:20 in the afternoon and smoking cannabis. There were only a couple of times when the cops actually interfered and arrested a couple of people, and it was on the first arrest where people went to the police station and smoked out behind the police station, all sitting in a circle and blocking the police from being able to come or go from their station, and kind of made a bit of an impact there. The next day they arrested somebody else. The activists then, the cannabis smokers, because some of them are just regular folks, they don't really have any other activist creds besides this. They all went to the same police station and went inside this time and smoked up in the police station lobby, right in front of the windows and everything. And they didn't do anything. They didn't even send a cop out into the lobby the entire time. They smoked up in the lobby, and that was the last we saw of the police for weeks, until the Pumpkin Fest, which is a big event that they have here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the police had announced that they were going to do a crackdown on the cannabis smoking, and the cannabis activists came back out, and indeed there was a crackdown, and there were 3 arrests made for cannabis and 3 other arrests for trespassing. Of course, nobody was actually harming anybody else, and trespassing was because 3 guys walked into a government building with an unlocked door, the City Hall. Mm. They walked into the front door of the City Hall building and were arrested. So that was the extent of the arrests. 5 arrests over 6 weeks, something like that. For the most part, the police completely left the 420s alone. In Manchester, where they also started doing this, they started doing the 420 thing, inspired by what had happened here. They were doing pretty much the exact same thing, maybe a little smaller of a turnout there. Nonetheless, they were completely ignored by Manchester police. They might have driven by a few times, but the cops never actually even came up and arrested anybody in Manchester until this weekend. There hadn't been any cannabis celebrations going on since November. That's when they officially came to an end. But what happened on Saturday was there was a Pork 411 that went out. This little phone message notice that goes out to hundreds of subscribers. This message went out announcing that since it was such a nice day, the sun was out, it was in the 40s, and for the wintertime, that's nice for New Hampshire. So because it was such a nice day, the folks in Manchester were going to do an impromptu 420 celebration.
Right.
They went out at 420, and they were smoking, and as they were smoking, a couple of undercover cops walked up and basically told them they were all being detained, illegally searched them, and then went and arrested one, found some, I guess, some cannabis on one of them, Brian. They arrested him. Then they continued to harass and interrogate, or at least attempt to interrogate, the other folks that were there. And at one point, they told one of the guys, Big Mike, that he could leave. It's all right. We're done with you. You can leave. And there's video footage of this happening at freekeen.com. You can see this footage. Big Mike gets up. They're surrounded by the police.
Yeah, the cops are everywhere in this, and there's a small space between the police officers, so he slips out. I'd say that it's probably I'm making up a distance here, and I'm going to say that's about 2 feet between the officers.
So he even turns to the side as he's slipping out in order to lower his profile.
And you know, now the video isn't the greatest. I watched it a half a dozen times today, this one spot, over and over, just to decide what I was seeing. Because I was outraged when I saw it the first time, and I wanted to make sure that I understood what I was looking at. And what I believe that I see in this video, and you're going to have to go and look for yourself at freekeen.com, this video, and decide what you see. But what I see here is that that officer put his arm out as Big Mike was sliding past, you know, walking past, and touched him with his elbow. And then the officer decided to call that assault.
Yes.
Now, first off, if it was assault, then why didn't they charge him with assault on law enforcement?
I believe they are, aren't they?
I don't think so.
Well, we don't know yet because he hasn't identified himself.
The charge is simple assault at this point.
Really? I haven't heard anything about
that. This is punishment for asking questions, okay?
I haven't heard anything about it being simple
I heard
assault.
Out of Brian Manning's mouth. That's okay. That's what he said.
All right.
Doing a little investigative reporting here. they took him away and you know, handcuffed him, and obviously he's going to, you know, make it worse on himself by not giving his name and all that other stuff. But it was clear that, you know, to me that this officer had a chip on his shoulder the whole time.
This was a cop trick. This, to me, seemed to be pre-planned. It seemed to me to be something they've done before. Like, all right, well, we know how to get these guys. We'll just surround them and then tell them they can leave. And when they try to walk through us, we'll charge them with assault.
And not to mention what I think that they want to do. Because when I watched this, I was outraged. I was very upset at what I saw. And I think what they want to do is they want us to get a liberty activist to act out.
To lash out.
Right.
Violently. Yeah.
Sure. When I saw this, what I saw was the kidnapping of somebody by some rogue cops.
Yeah.
And I think that it would not be an immoral stand, an unwise stand, but not an immoral stand to attempt to extricate that person from these people's grasp and do whatever it took to get him out. You know, I don't think that would be, that's how I felt when I saw this. And that's what they want. They want to act badly. They
the
want
same
to do
reason
something,
they shoot dogs and
right,
things like
they
that.
They want to do something that's honestly unlawful and immoral.
The
and
guy
they
turns
want
around.
Him to react. That way they have the excuse of beating the crap out of him and charging him with a big old charge.
As soon as he brushes up against the cop, as he's walking through them, because if he's going to leave the area, he has to go through the cops, basically. I mean, he could, I suppose, jump the fence, but not very likely you're going to think of that. So he walks between the two cops. He turns to the side to lower his profile as much as possible, obviously not intending to, you know, jostle the police on purpose. He turns to the side. Apparently accidentally brushes up against the cop. The cop immediately turns and grabs him by the arm. It was so smooth and fluid on the cop's part, it wasn't like the cop was surprised. It seemed like the cop knew exactly what he was going to do.
And how can you be free to go if you've got a cordon of police officers around you who won't step aside to allow you to leave?
That's the trick, right? You're free to go. Now walk through us. Right?
Yeah, that's what happened. So, I mean, what would have happened if Big Mike, walked up and...
Big Mike isn't big.
No, he's not. It's silly. It's a silly nickname. But if Big Mike had, walked up there and sort of, stood there and waited, I'm waiting for you people to get out of my way. Yeah. Do you think that would have gone particularly well? You know, interfering with police business. This is, like you said, this was a cop trick. This is an immoral and unlawful act by this police officer. And quite honestly, the rest of his friends should have arrested him for doing it.
Yeah, well,
they don't do that crap.
Right. So I just want to let folks know that video is up at Freekeen. It's called Big Mike Arrested, raw video. It's a few articles down. The top story at Freekeen right now is a written account from Joe, the guy that called the show on Saturday night, a written account of what went down on Saturday. So even more detail has been posted.
Law enforcement is a team sport, and whether you vote for the blue team or not, as far as they're concerned, you're on the other team.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our
Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or picture, or rather, not photo or picture, but photo or video, showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can see them, and if you are a lady listener, become a Shriner at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com, where their prayer warriors are standing by 24-7, ready to intercede with Lord Elvis on your behalf. manchesterbrewing.com. So we were telling you a moment ago about the latest on the Big Mike / Brian Manning arrest situation. A couple of activists arrested here in New Hampshire at the 420 celebration that happened spontaneously over the weekend. There was a message that went out to the activists on Saturday announcing that the folks were going to be doing a 420 out in Manchester. They were going to go out and smoke cannabis in public, as has been done so many times. And the Manchester police, until this weekend, had left them alone. This time, they had two undercover cops on the scene. They came up, detained people. Five other cops showed up in uniform. Apparently, the whole Manchester PD, is what it sounds like at the time, was all there at the park to deal with these evil pot-smoking activists. And the video footage of one of the arrests is up at freekeen.com, but there's more to the story. So after that, as we found out Saturday night, the activists then went to the jail. They put together a collection to bail one of the activists out. And some people agree with this tactic, and some people don't. It really just depends on what the person who's in jail wants, and hopefully they've expressed that in advance. For instance, Big Mike, I don't think would want to be bailed out. He wants to be in there, and that, the reason you can tell that is he's not even giving his name to the police, so you couldn't even bail him out if you wanted to, basically, at this point. But they did put a collection together to get Brian out. That happened. Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition went down to the jail. So at the smokeout at 420, they only had about six people. At the jail, they had about 12 or 15 people show up to wait to help get their friend out of jail. So what you can see happening here is when the aggression happens on the part of the state, around here where we are, here in New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, surrounded by other like-minded activists, this is the way it happens. These folks were just out smoking pot, not hurting anybody. The cops come up, aggress against them, arrest two people. The numbers at least double, go to 12 people. The numbers of activists go from 6 on the scene to 12 at the jail. But it didn't stop there, because it was at that point that folks decided Rich Paul, who's one of the guys that originally started the cannabis celebrations out here in Keene, he calls up to the Poor 411 message line and leaves an announcement saying, and I think he called the next day on Sunday, this past weekend. He calls up and says, all right, well, we're going to do it out in Keene now, because they wanted to start something. The cops wanted to. It would have gone away if they had just ignored the smokeout on Saturday. That would have been the end of it. But now that they've aggressed against the activists, now the 420 events are going to be back on. They're not every day, but they're back on. So this weekend, on Sunday, he makes an announcement over Poor 411 and says, hey, we're doing this 420 in the afternoon. This afternoon, people are coming over from Manchester to Keene to join in. Find all the potheads you can. Bring them out here to the circle, the pot smokers that you can. Bring them. I guess they're not all heads. Anyway, you bring them all out to the central square in Keene. We had 36 people at least out in on a 40-degree day, still pretty cold. We had 30-plus people, 35-plus 40
degrees
people.
In the winter in New Hampshire is balmy. The girls were out in their bikinis laying out of the snow.
That's exaggerating. But we had dozens of people show up on a moment's notice, literally hours' notice. Dozens of people came out. There was a massive smoke out here in Keene. The cops drove by a few times. They didn't even bother stopping to get out. So that's not even where it's going to end. There's more. There was discussion this weekend that on the one-week anniversary of the arrests, which is this Saturday, folks are going to be gathering in Manchester again at a different park this time, because the first park, the guy that was arrested, Brian, was prohibited by bail terms from going back to that park. So they're just going to go to another park.
Yeah.
So they picked a different park. Terms. I don't remember which one it is, Victory or something like that, Victory Park in Manchester, where they're going to try to gather more people this time. And I know that folks from Keene are going out there. I'm going to try to get a ride out there myself. For me, this is worth the trip out to the center of the state. But people are going to go out to Manchester this Saturday. They're going to have a bigger group this time and essentially throw down and challenge the police again. So if the police hadn't aggressed against them, then this wouldn't be going on. Everybody would be staying home. It'd be the wintertime. It'd be no big deal. But now it's going to be back on, and it's going to become likely a weekly event at this point. Even during the wintertime, the Cannabis 420 celebrations are back in New Hampshire thanks to the police arresting a couple guys for smoking pot.
And isn't it fascinating the way some of the local people might look at it to say, will you look at how much money is being wasted by you going out doing this?
Yeah, you're wasting the money.
Yeah,
right.
It's just not looking at the actual predicate of the whole thing, which is the immoral government action to prohibit this peaceful activity.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder that particular point, because as far as I'm concerned, everybody has responsibilities in this. The people that are going out and doing it want to get arrested, so they know that that's going to happen.
I talked to Brian Manning this weekend. He did not necessarily want to get arrested.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm not talking about that particular instance.
He knows it's a possibility, though. It's a possibility when you do
it. You're talking when you're going out this weekend. Challenge the police, and I think that that's exactly what it is. And so the chances are very good that people are going to get arrested, and I think that that is the intention is there to, among other things, waste taxpayer money. But I think that the taxpayers are responsible for paying their money into the system to have these guys, enforce these laws. I think the cops are responsible for enforcing these laws. I think the politicians are responsible for enacting these laws that aggress against no one or that aggress against peaceful people.
Yeah.
So I think everybody's responsible, and to lay the blame just at the door at the activists is that's not fair.
Let's go to Kurt in New Hampshire. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ingard and Mark.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Great show again tonight. I just want to steal the opportunity from you guys to pass the word for any of those who wants to call the jail up in Hillsborough County House of quote unquote corrections. It's area code 603-627-5620.
You cut out a bit. Was that 627-3620?
Yeah, 627-5620.
Oh, 5620.
Yep, 603-627.
You know what we need is a place that people can go to get that information, because it's hard for people to write that stuff down when they're listening to the radio, and I don't know if Jailed Activist has it. Sometimes they do. I'll have to check that out here, but go ahead with your other thoughts tonight, Kurt.
Well, I just wanted to just keep putting out there. As far as I know, I did just get I just called the jail a little while ago. They say that he's eating. I spoke with an officer, Kassan, who actually I remember when I was in there. He was probably one of the less bad ones, and he was probably the least bad one I've talked to. And then I talked with O'Malley down in Booking, who was your typical peckerhead, wouldn't answer any questions. I was very polite when I called, but I just, I'd like to call until these guys puke, because the whole operation, and that's just to be quite honest.
Thank you, Kurt. We got to move on here, but I appreciate hearing from you tonight. In fact, I was checking the usual websites. Jailed Activist and Mail to Jail don't have info on Big Mike yet, so we got to get in touch with the webmasters there and get that info up there, get those phone numbers up, so people can call and help out from the outside and send mail to Big Mike, because who knows how long he's going to be in there. He's not given his name. He could be in for the rest of his life. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
historic events, or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Garn.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free. So enjoy those on us and freetalklive.com. Features including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we've been talking about some of the recent Free State activities happening here in New Hampshire just in the last few days. The 420 celebrations have ramped up again after the police aggressed against a couple of liberty lovers who were smoking some cannabis publicly in a park over the weekend. That resulted in an explosion of activity, over 30 people coming out to smoke up the next day in another park elsewhere in the state, and now more cannabis celebrations scheduled for this coming weekend. Things are going to get very interesting, and we'll continue to bring you the news on that as it develops. But there's more to the movement up here than just civil disobedience. There's a lot of political action that's happening. I know there are a number of new pieces of legislation the folks over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance are getting active on. There's a day in which they're inviting people up to the state house where there's some marijuana decriminalization bills being looked at. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff being looked at, I think. I forget what some of the other things were that were in there, but
It was they were trying to repeal the LLC tax, which kind of got pushed through in sort of one of these backdoor dark of night situations. There's marijuana legalization, marijuana decriminalization, so several other
lots of opportunity to get active in various different ways up here. So go on over to freestateproject.org to learn more and get on board. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Otherwise, we come back to the issue that I said we were going to get to about fleeting expletives. And we were talking about how the radio business is fairly tightly controlled by the federal government. You have to be in the fairly wealthy category in order to even get a radio license in this country. And then once you've gotten a license from the FCC, then you are beholden to all of its rules. You're beholden to its reporting regulations, its continued fees, because the fees, they don't end after you get your license. You then have yearly fees that you have to pay. And there's renewals, and there's all kinds of mandates.
Stupid
and
paperwork. And
lots of that. Yeah, lots of that stuff. And then there's also content regulation. And content regulation has become a little more strict recently with the advent of the fleeting expletive policy, which says that if a broadcaster allows a single curse word on live television or radio, then they could be charged over $300,000, $325,000 for one instance of this. The good news is, and there is a little bit of good news here, and we do like sharing good news when we can on this program, from the Associated Press. A federal appeals court seemed poised on Wednesday to toss out a government policy that can lead to broadcasters being fined for allowing even a single curse word on live television, with, and radios included, but they're talking about TV here, with three judges hearing arguments sometimes mocking the government's position. All three judges on a panel of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan kept a government lawyer on the defensive with dozens of questions suggesting that the current policy violates the First Amendment. The judges then reserved decision. Attorney Jacob Lewis for the FCC said the policy was designed to protect children. Judge Pierre Laval responded by saying, "What are you protecting children from?" Judge Peter Hall questioned how children are able to discern the difference when the FCC allows broadcasters more latitude in news coverage should a profanity or sexual reference slip out. Judge Rosemary Pooler said she understood broadcasters' argument that the policy and the threats of fines would have a chilling effect on live coverage of events where someone might let a profanity slip out. "You know what a good lawyer would say? If in doubt, don't run it," she said. And that's the chill. In 2004,
that's absolutely what they're going to say. Yeah.
When the Clear Channel policy after the
When in doubt, leave it out.
In 2004, the FCC adopted a policy that profanity referring to sex or excrement is always indecent. The policy was put in place after a January 2003 NBC broadcast of the Golden Globes Awards show in which U2 lead singer Bono uttered the phrase, I know it's supposed to be Bono, but uttered the phrase effing brilliant. The FCC said the F word in any context inherently has a sexual connotation and can lead to enforcement. Fox television stations owned by, which is why, Mark, I told you the other day when the lovely lady we had from Savannah Last Biscuit uttered a-hole on the air, I told you that it did not have any sexual connotation whatsoever in the way that she said it. But I guess it doesn't really matter what I think. What matters is what the FCC thinks.
Indeed.
Nonetheless, the FCC doesn't believe the F word at all can ever be used in any way that does not have sexual connotation. And so, therefore, we'll hit you with a $325,000 fine. Fox television stations owned by News Corp and other networks challenged the policy in 2006 after the FCC cited the use of profanity during awards programs that were aired in 2003 and 2002. They also found its ban was violated in 2002 of the Billboard Music Awards, in which Cher uses the phrase "effem," and a December 10th, 2003 award show in which reality show star Nicole Richie said, "Have you ever tried to get cow ass out of a Prada purse? It's not so effing simple." The arguments Wednesday occurred after the fight.
Words of wisdom.
It's true.
And it's true.
The arguments Wednesday occurred after the fight between the broadcast networks and the FCC was returned to the appeals court in November by the Supreme Court, which had decided a narrower point of law, leaving the judges free to decide the policy's constitutionality. Laval repeatedly questioned what the fuss at the FCC was about, saying sex has been a primary preoccupation of people and of literature forever, and that the FCC seemed obsessed with single utterances and arguably trivial indecent uses.
Yeah, and this is hilarious about it. It's
you know, it's all about these words and, you know, their offensiveness. And I agree they're offensive, and I don't think that they're the best way to get across your message or whatever. I do think that there are times for the utterances of these words. But, you know, by and large, I think that it's not the way to go about getting your message across. But, you know, the violence that they put on television, and then they don't want people to say the F word. It's just so silly.
And this is really how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, because all of this stuff is really not germane to the real point. It's all people arguing as, you know, how do you want to drown as the Titanic sinks? You know, it's like, look, guess what? You're operating under a system that causes these problems. We talked about the tragedy of the commons before. Mm-hmm. If the airwaves are commonly owned, and the government does this, the government creates common ownership, but they're your airwaves, they claim. They're your airwaves. Oh, really? I didn't know I owned the stinking license. Really? I didn't know that I had invested all the money to put all that power behind actually broadcasting something and trying to get into business. I didn't know they were my airwaves. They're not my stinking airwaves. They're my airwaves if I buy the property. You can create a property paradigm for these airwaves. And the way these guys have done it, they started very, very early on with what was called the Federal Radio Commission. And of all people, guess who was in charge of the Federal Radio Commission?
Wasn't it Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt?
No, it was Herbert Hoover.
Oh, interesting.
Before he became president. And Hoover had a lot of friends in companies that invested in radio stations, amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what happened to the development of television?
Well, it was stifled.
It was delayed by years because these guys weren't ready to try to get their television licenses, and they thought that they, well, to start up television businesses. And all this stuff happens. So you get all these arguments of, well, you know, I don't like bad language. Okay, I don't like violence.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who cares what you like and what you don't like? The point is that the market will winnow things out and bring things forward, allow people to be free. So don't, you know, you hear people arguing on the radio like, well, this is, you know, I don't mind foul language, but I don't like to see sex. And then somebody else will call, I don't mind seeing sex, but I don't want to see violence. It's like, come on, let's get real and talk about what we should mind, which is real people infringing on your right to freely contract with other people and say what you want to say or show what you want to say to other people.
Now, these judges aren't going to do the right thing and abolish the FCC.
Yeah.
But they are certainly on the right track here, and it's rare when you see this out of a courtroom in America. So we'll share a few more of their quotes here in a moment. And you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness.
We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And you'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking to install new knobs and pulls to sort of freshen up the look of your kitchen or bathrooms, well, go look at the knobs and pulls that they have at the big box stores. Go look at the ones at the specialty stores. Find the ones that you want. And then go to innerknobs.com because they have the best prices there. They have wholesale prices available to the public. And if you use code FTLs in Free Talk Live, they have an additional percentage. You get 11% off, for being a listener of Free Talk Live. And on top of that, they also have a closeout section. So if you're a little flexible on what they might look like, you can get between 50 and 80% off. Ridiculously low prices, as they were described to me by Pete from internobs.com. So go there, and you'll get the, if you use the discount code, you get 11% off those already low prices. It's internobs.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. So we're going to continue the story about how a panel of judges from the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is giving the FCC a hard time over their fleeting expletives policy. Fox Broadcasting and some of the other major broadcasters out there brought a case back in 2006. It went up to the Supreme Court. They kind of kicked it back down to the appeals court level and are going to allow the appeals court to rule on the constitutionality of the fleeting expletive ban that the FCC has, wherein if a radio station, television station, broadcast station allows the F word or one of the other naughty words to go out over the air, that they will fine them $325,000. And for once, and it's very rare that these judges will do the right thing, but for once it looks like they may be inclined to do the right thing. Now, To be fair, they haven't actually done anything yet but hold a hearing and question the FCC. But based on some of the questions they were asking, it looks like it might be all right. So let me share some of those with you here. The three judges kept a government lawyer on the defensive, according to the Associated Press. One of the judges, Laval, repeatedly questioned what the fuss was all about the FCC, saying sex has been a primary preoccupation of people and of literature forever, and that the FCC seemed obsessed with single utterances and arguably trivial indecent uses. He questioned whether Hamlet could be performed on television. Then he recited from memory a portion of the play, after which Hamlet's mother married Hamlet's uncle soon after Hamlet's father's death. Laval said the FCC's rules seem so vague that broadcasters had an impossible task. He said,
"You know, and that is a very, very important point. They don't give you any guidance. The only guidance that they give as far as if it could be offensive to the community at large or something like that.
And
it's absolutely ridiculous. So now I have to figure out what could be offensive. And that's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to give rules, please, let's have some nice, firm, fast rules that we can all follow. You can't say this word, this word, this word, this word. They're effing offensive, you know, or whatever. I just need to know something.
Yeah, and not only that, not only is it ridiculously arbitrary and you have no guidelines whatsoever, and then they come down and they slam on you big time, but also the Supreme Court in the past has been a culprit in this completely ridiculous deception and miasma of bad rules and stupidity. If you look at the U.S. Constitution, which, of course, as you and I are inclined to try to remind people, the U.S. Constitution is a flawed document. It enforces a system of predation, and it has not held back the growth of that predation by the politicians. But if you look at the Constitution itself, the First Amendment states that Congress shall pass no laws infringing free speech. Okay. Up until the mid to late 1800s, it was understood that the states could pass speech laws and speech codes, and they could actually have state-sponsored religions and things like that. All these debates about school Christmas displays and all these different types of things, all these things were supposed to be decided within the states themselves.
Right.
Pennsylvania had.
And the Constitution really had nothing to do with it because they did have state religions, as you said.
Precisely. Exactly. And there's one more little aspect to this, just as far as history goes, Mark, is what's fascinating about it is that now the Supreme Court, when they rule on these things, for example, when they ruled on the seven dirty words thing in the Pacifica case with George Carlin's routine, the seven dirty words, which was broadcast on a Pacifica radio network in the early 70s, and some man brought suit against them because he was listening in a car and his son was with him and he was offended by this and so on. What they do now is they refer to this thing called the local standards, community standards thing, right?
Right.
So the Supreme Court says, well, we've decided that that expletive by Bono infringes on the community standards level, okay? But who decides the community? This is where these guys get away with this ridiculous deception. It's supposed to be community standards, right? According to the Constitution, the communities decide what they like, what they don't like. The states decide if they're going to let the communities do this or not do this. It's up to them. It's Ninth and Tenth Amendments. The Congress has no power. In fact, it's prohibited from establishing speech codes. The states can do it, right? Okay. So what they do is the Supreme Court, in order to keep these ridiculous bureaucracies like the FCC going and try to give them some sort of air of legitimacy, they throw these nonsense terms in. They make these things up in a sort of Orwellian way where they say, well, this expletive infringes, goes against community standards. But who decides what the community standards are?
The FCC.
The FCC and the Supreme Court.
Even though they're not even in the community.
They're not in the community.
And who decides what the community is? I've always said that, well, is the community the area and the people within the broadcast range of the radio station?
They don't tell you that.
No, there is no definition.
Is it a geographic community?
Or is it the community of the people that is actually listening to the station?
You don't know. Is it a demo of the station? I mean, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
Because if your demographic of your radio station is, hot 97.6, the community that's listening to your station likely are people that use this terminology, this language on a regular basis. So you're not offending them.
So when a 60-year-old woman runs into the broadcast as she's in the car with her, 13-year-old grandson and she's offended.
Because he's singing all the words to all the songs.
Oh, anyway, let me just share a few more thoughts, and we'll get to your phone calls here. Some of the other things the judges said in this hearing said the FCC's rules seem so vague. Broadcasters had an impossible task. I wonder if they can have any idea what they can broadcast, says the judge. One of them questioned whether the policy could lead to the end of live broadcasts on network television. She said in a mocking tone, "I guess they don't use those words in small towns." At one point, Lewis said the FCC bends over backwards to give sufficient room to news organizations on radio and television, and the judge responded, "Does the First Amendment allow us to rely on you bending over backwards?" So it's looking like they might actually rule positively on this this case. One of the other judges asked if those families with the strictest rules regarding profanity were dictating the rules for all families and if that was fair. And I think that's a great question.
That's a great question, yeah.
Because that's really what it is, right? When something offensive goes out on the air, these uppity people at the places like the Parents Television Council, which is essentially a group of busybodies who have nothing better to do than monitor different communication for the television and radio and complain to the FCC when they see something they don't like, rather than just tuning out and telling their friends, hey, don't watch ABC, hey, don't listen to this radio station, it's, hey, let's stick it to them.
And can we just bring something up to the conservatives who might be listening to us,
sure,
whether it's online or in their local radio station? Can I ask you folks, you're supposedly in favor of small government. Don't get government involved in this. Don't get government involved in that. And yet, when they had the Janet Jackson thing, I hear Laura Ingraham out there spouting off about, where's the FCC? How come the FCC isn't on top of this? And she precedes a move by hardcore socialist left-wing Democrat Ed Markey to increased tenfold, as they did, the fines for indecency, and as we mentioned at the top of the show, make it apply to every station that happens to broadcast it.
It's ludicrous.
So she, I thought conservatives were in favor of small government, not big government, not fascism, but instead they go in this direction because morals and sensibilities are hurt, and we have to protect children. Oh, really? Well, what other rationales can you come up with to grow government? Let me hear them, because you're going to make them up as many times as you want.
Yeah, they'll certainly have plenty of excuses. The judge in this case said it seemed there was technology that could allow families with a zero tolerance for profanity to keep live television out of their homes, and of course there absolutely is. He also questioned whether those with no tolerance for profanity keep their children from going out the door because they might hear a nasty. And you better damn well believe they will. I remember being in third grade. I remember knowing all of the, the big curse words by no later than my third grade in government school. That's where you hear all that stuff first and foremost.
Sounds like you were a late bloomer.
More coming up. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 on the way.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.